very crystal clear. Okay, let's open the book of John 15, verses 18. In the name of Jesus Christ. To 20. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before. It hated you. And if the world hate you, know that it hated me before it hated you. So why the world hates you? Jesus said, it hated him before, it hated me. It hated him before, it hated me. The world. The world is full of fighting. Verses 19 says, if you were of the world would have loved his own. But because you are not of the world, get it? But because you are not of the world, but you were not of the world, but if you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore, the world will hate you. Today, when I slept, I had a vision. Whereby there were some many people who were on horses. They are on horses. There was a certain child, a certain youth, a certain son who was on a horse. Then finally, at the first place, I could see it far away. Then it came. Then it was, there were many horses with many people. Others were down. Then I heard the voice. So long you are a son of this man of God. So long you are a son of the servant of God. The man of God. People will fight you. People will hate you. Martin, you could use the word, people will hate you. Then in those horses, what happened? It was like I became one of those horses again on top. Then others were down. Then the spirit going to say, so long you are under the servant of God and so forth, here and there, the world will hate you. People will fight you. I could see the horses here and then so forth. So there, what happened? It was the time. I saw the vision got vanished. Then the spirit continued talking to me. The world is hating you when you are above the world. The world is hating you when you are above the world. When you are above the world will hate you. People don't hate what is behind them. People don't hate what is behind them. In the vision, I could see that that child and I and others were above other people. People were under, down, as we are on top. Said, do anyone, you be hated because you are a child of that man. I will not speak. The man whom God told me, I will not speak. You will be hated because you are a child of that man. That's the world. We hate you more than. So sense of God, when you have left the world are people. When you have taken a path of following Jesus, others will leave you. Because they are the shadow of the world. Always people who fight what is right. Let me tell you. Mostly the devil, not me, but the devil always fight what is right, but is always using people. The devil hates the truth. The devil hates genuineness. The devil hates people who have left him. By the time I preach the same one, learn for your life. So today we are being hated by the world, which are people persecuting, calling names, trying to speak lies against us. Lies against it is because you are above the world. It's because you are above the devil. In the name of Jesus Christ. We need God's website. I know God could warn me this clearly. Said, so long you are my follower, so long you follow me, the world will hate you. There's following God in the name of following, and there's following God in denying yourself and taking Jesus to be all of him upon you. There's following Jesus, so long you go to church, there's some differences. So long you go to church, so long you hear the word, but you don't do the word, but you don't act on the word, the world will love you. The world will love you. You live your own life. Don't judge. I live my own life. You are a borderline believer. You love the things of the world. You wear like the world. You speak like the world. You behave like the world. The world cannot hate you no matter what. If Jesus was going to be speaking like the way we are speaking today, if Jesus was going to be dressing like the way we are dressing today, if Jesus was going to be conducting things in church like we are doing today, Jesus Christ was not going to be hated. But because he came from heaven, he came to bring authority. You know, when someone has come to bring authority, a new doctrine on all the people, there comes a challenge. Jesus was hated by the Pharisees because he brought a new doctrine on the old Pharisees. They were the word. They began persecuting him. They began fighting. Today, they will do the same. There's some people can be or in the message of the bride. So long they've got a name, but they don't leave the word. They don't stand in the word. The world is going to hate him. I'm telling you. There's some people. We are together in the message. But they don't act on the word. They don't act on the... They are not the bride by spirit. They are not the bride by word living. Those people, they are the world. And the world cannot hate them. Because they have got no authority over the world. Truly, when the Bible says, you cannot mingle darkness and light. That's the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth. No matter how just Christ was on earth, he never had a mind of the world people. The world hates you the moment you have left it. A world is a person. Don't blame the sky or the sun. A world is a person. Because the devil lives in people. The devil will love you so long you are under him. In the vision where on horses were above people, he said, so long you are under that man of God, you'll be hated. And that is Jesus. That is it. Jesus. So long you are following Jesus, a real Jesus, the Jesus was crucified. The Jesus was insulted. They just was hated. They will do the same to you. That's the truth. Sometimes you can say, why is my Christian life very strong? I find it troubles. It is because you are following the trouble, the God was troubled once upon a time. If God was going to be on peace when he came on earth, even in today, he will be the same. Sometimes we are in good terms with your friend because we are drinking together, because we are backbiting together, because we are doing the odd things together. The time God has chosen you, the time God has taken you, in your truth and disability, you have become an enemy to your friend. That's the word. You have become an enemy to your friend because you have got a different appetite. Change, I'll repeat. Some of us, we say, I'm a bride of Jesus. I'm a bride, but still more, we are the world people. The world still loves us. Yes, with the nature of the world, it's not about preaching Jesus or quoting verses. It's about carrying the nature of heaven, carrying the nature of God. When you truly carry the nature of God, you will be hated by the world. Let us look at how Elijah was living. Elijah was hated by the world. That was Jezebel and Ahab. He lived a life of all that. Why? He had his doctrine was against the prophets of Baal. A lot of us, we say, Lord, Lord, but the Lord we are calling is not in us. We are not spiritually led and controlled and commanded by God. We are living only always our own life. We are enjoying the world. We are enjoying the things of the world. We only go to church for a show of not to live Christ. I'm telling you. We do what pleases us, and we do what pleases the world. Let there be a new doctrine in your life, which can differentiate between you and the world. The world will never hate you so long you are living it. No, sir. Just said, Michael, they hated me. They also hate them that follow me in truth. Why things changes? When you can tell somebody, no, don't allow these people to, don't allow maybe a woman to preach in church and so forth, then they are rose up. They are all the churches and the churches. A world church is doing things to please the world. People can leave me. Members can leave me. People can, then because then it begin, then a world pastor, a world believer, a world deacon is doing just to unite people. Like what Branham said last time, that the other people, the other churches which are just using peace in the name of the devil to bring people together, but with a doctrine of the devil, just to bind people to destruction, to sin. I'll never mention the name of those churches. But they're using the name of, no, that's not what I'm saying. It's what they're doing today. So long we are men in church, so long we are. Well, how can the world hate you? The world cannot hate you because you don't bring the truth to them. A spirit is not bitter where there is no soul. So it is always truth. Not bitter where there is no lie. When you brought the truth on the pulpit, see how genuine people are. Many are called to your chosen. People are. The world will hate you so long you begin living the word in truth and spirit. If the world still loves you, the question is, meaning you don't live in the word and in the spirit. That's the simple mathematics. Today, we love being praised than being rebuked. Today, we are a generation who loves praise than rebuke. We are a generation who loves praise than correction. Without my brother, don't behave like this. Or pastor, don't do like this. Then that pastor will begin hating you. Or that deacon will begin hating you. As a little believer, don't behave like this. Live like this. Then finally, in your heart, you begin envying. You brother, you deacon, or you pastor, you are a world person. No wonder you have hated heaven. Because God cannot hate himself. I've never seen the disciples of Christ hating themselves. Or fighting one another. I've never seen that. I've never. Because they had one authority, they had one doctrine. That one authority of God. But today, our worship is questionable, interrogatable. So long I follow Jesus in truth and spirit, Sometimes even your own husband can hate you. Sometimes even your own wife can hate you. Sometimes even your own brother, even your own father can hate you. Because that's the Bible. That's the Bible. That's the Bible. That's the Bible. If you can't deny yourself, you are not worthy of entering heaven. If people don't fight you, if people don't hate you, them that are of the world, meaning you don't carry heaven. Because where there's God, there's some friction. Some friction. You begin getting hated wherever you've never even sinned against them. That's the hated which I mean. They'll begin fighting you to bring you down. Maybe to kill you. Maybe to despise you. Maybe to gossip you. A, B, C, D. Because you're above them. If you were like them, they were not going to hate you or to gossip you or to fight you. But because you're not like them, wait for the world to fight you. That's it. Stand strong, fight for the ministry. Stand, if you follow a real Jesus, expect this word to come true in your life. If you follow pure Jesus of heaven, one of the narrow is the way which leads to eternal life. Narrow. Why? There is a lot of persecutions, out of troubles, out of hatred, out of injunctions. We should need to deny ourselves and say, "Christ alone. I'm not alone." If you follow Jesus in the truth and in spirit, expect the world to battle with you. In the book of Amos, it says, two cannot walk together except they agree. Two cannot walk together except they agree. So you and me, we cannot walk together with the world except we are living with the world. And the Bible says, he who is the friend of the world is an enemy of heaven. He who is a friend of the world is an enemy of Jesus Christ. You can't please the world and just adorn them. A lot of us, we go to church as members, not as disciples. A lot of us, we go to church as members, not as disciples. Because the world is still loving us. Because the world is still following us. We are still in friendship with the world. I'm telling you. And except you deny yourself in spirit and in truth, you can't be a follower of Jesus Christ. Be in your position in 5:23. Let the power of God make you a pure believer. When you follow him, you be heaven because you are above the world. Your doings will be different from other things. Let God open our eyes. I know God has told me this word loud and clear. Perfect and light, so long way you are loved by the man, this man of God, you shall be hated by the world. You are above them, even your doings are incredible above them by the power of God. Let Jesus open your eyes that you, why you are hated, is because you are doing things above the world. You are a disciple, you are manifesting the word in the new generation. You are manifesting the word. Very few people are manifesting the word. We are watching manifesting the word. Let the word be manifest in you. Jesus was the word manifest. If you are a pure brother of Christ, may it be the word manifest that God may be glorified in you in the name of Jesus. If you are a follower of Christ Jesus, the world shall hate you. The world shall persecute you because you have got a different nature, a different doctrine, the power in the name of Jesus. My God, we pray. Amen and amen. Shalom. God bless you.